This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
When you come to Little Nassau, everything's so wonderful. When you walk on the first street, everything's so attractive. When you come to Little Nassau, everything's so wonderful. When you walk on
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday. February 1st is already February, and we are talking tourism. I actually have Erin Green with me, and we're having our Mash Up Man Down Wednesday. Mm-hmm. We are talking about tourism, and we're analyzing the Bay Street product. We're analyzing our product and the tourism product in general. We're going to move it towards Paradise Island because that's a part of that Bay Street product, and of course, going to down to the fish fry. We're going to analyze that, and we're talking the port and how the port impacts the mean Bay Street. Right? Mm-hmm. How we need to be defined. Earlier, Erin was explaining that perhaps there needs to be someone to detail what is the general plan. She indicated that the plan of the government clearly is we want to promote a high-end product and that the Bahamas is a high-end product. And we want to know if there is a conflict. Is there a conflict between the cruise ships who are technically a lower-end product and the product that we are trying to sell? Mm-hmm. And is there a conflict between the owners of Bay Street, the government, and the new developers of Bay Street? I say there is a conflict. I say, Erin, to you that the owners of Bay Street don't want exactly what the government want, mm-hmm. right? And we understand historically that the owners of Bay Street are the Bay Street boys. They have a historic belief that Bay Street is for them and that the rest of Bahamas is to work for them, not necessarily share into the tourism product.
That's a sort of common perception, right?
Well, go ahead. Defend your point.
No. I'm coming in with you. That's a common perception that, you know, the Bay Street boys believe they own Bay Street.
They're holding us hostage.
I mean, there's so many anecdotal stories. I ain't sure if I could tell them on the radio, even when you don't call people names, it's like they feel in sometimes, you mm-hmm. know. But I heard this story once that at the time we were moving through majority rule and independence. I think once we sort of had achieved independence, Pinland turned to the Bay Street boys. The Pinland's name is the only name I can call. Mm-hmm. To the Bay Street boys and said, hey, you know, or like majority, in between majority rule and independence, hey, look, things have changed.
Yes.
And we need to start changing the way that we do business around here. And this is what was told to me, allegedly, when Pinland put it to them, that they got to open up Bay Street to black people. A negotiation was put on the table. Okay, if we let you all over the hill, you all have to let us over the hill too.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's one of them anecdotes that it's nothing in writing anywhere. Maybe there is, but I ain't never touch it. And it's just something that we need to...
But Bay Street is now over the hill. They have the malls. They have Carmichael Road.
Right. It suggests to me that was a true conversation.
Have we reached over the hill yet?
Right.
On the other side?
Exactly. And it suggests to me that it's a real conversation, right? Mm-hmm. And so you're right. Is the government and the business owners, the property owners on Bay Street, are they not in agreement? And what are they not in agreement on? Because I have a feeling they are in agreement on a couple of things, just on not on some of the things. I think that the people who own properties on Bay Street and in that historic Nassau area, they want a high-end product too.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they and the government in agreement. I think the question is, who can pay for it?
Who can pay for it?
Who can put it up? Who can pay for it? And I think that's the question.
And you think the Bay Street owners want the government to pay for it? They want the security, the police forces to secure it and walk up and down the beat whilst they make the profit of saying, well, we have a high-end police force securing our property.
Yeah, but you know, this is it. Do they want the government to pay for it, but without those things that come along with the government footing the bill, right? Are they saying, look, I will invest no end. I'll invest all the money necessary, but I don't want the government telling me anything about what I could do. Now, there's a question of the infrastructure on Bay Street. If I'm a business owner, how much money am I going to invest in a business that's flooding every high tide?
It does flood a lot.
Right? What is the plan? Where is the plan from the Ministry of Works to, is the word remediate, to deal with the flooding sea level, right? And then we're in a hurricane zone. Where is the discussion about extending the upper limit for buildings, right? People mm-hmm. want skyscrapers. And I'm looking at these people like, why would you want more than 4 feet? I didn't say, why you want 4 feet? Four stories. Why do you want more than four stories?
They have a market ready, and they want to tap into that market. But my thing is, and previous discussion said that in other areas, other jurisdictions, one can see the water. In the Bahamas, you cannot see the wharf. You cannot see the water because buildings obstruct that.
Yeah.
Right? And how can we move these buildings that I can sit down at a cafe and be able to look at the yachts and look at the boats when at this present time, that is impossible.
From Nassau side, but not from the port side. And I think that's part of the problem.
Remember, people own that already and they hold it hostage. So I can't claim things I have no control over.
Which side?
If I want to eat and look at the ocean, that side is already owned by people.
Nassau side.
But I already know where the Nassau side. What street is Nassau side? You got to tell me what you call Nassau.
Well, I stand on Prince, you know, the road right.
Let's call it north and south.
Yeah.
North will be this part I'm talking about. People own the northern side of Bay Street. And that is blocked off. When you're driving on Bay Street proper, you cannot see the water.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Because there are buildings obstruct that, old buildings that obstruct that. And these people are holding on their property and they said they're not developing it. They haven't bought into whatever the government is trying to sell and make available. They haven't committed to it to say, okay, I will build mags now.
So, okay, here's what we do in those instances. You got 5 years to come up with a plan.
Who has 5 years coming
from? The property owners.
Can government dictate to property owners
that they can?
And say
they could acquire your land.
But they have to pay for the land.
They pay real property tax. You don't own it. You pay real property tax on it. You don't own it. The government still own it. You could pretend like you own it. You could get a paper that say you own it, but you don't own it.
How can you try and suggest to me that government should go and take it?
No, not right away. Here's what I'm suggesting. I've given you 5 years as a business owner to present to the relevant committee what your redevelopment...
But they've done that already. They produced their plan, and government tarries and denying the plan what we want. You building skyscrapers and not including behemoths. And they said, but this is a plan. This is my property, and I will build this. And now we have the conflict and the pause.
It's a rule. Historically and culturally, the Africans on these islands would move away from the shore and the inland because they know about a thing called hurricane. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I say to the people that build on the shore, that's good for you, I guess. The second thing, though, is this. The issue of skyscrapers and elevated heights on buildings, that's more than just a personal preference. Like, if that is the issue at hand, right? Then I say, then we need to have a white paper, a policy discussion on why the government is maintaining this height limit on buildings, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Is it environmental and structural? Is it a concern for hurricanes? Is that the reason why? Outside of that, right, you got 5 years to develop a plan that aligns with the plan for the general area that the government consulted with the wider public with, right? With the local stakeholders.
Can I pause you there?
Yeah, man.
Has the government consulted us with any plan for Bay Street yet?
No.
Okay.
Not even where the jitneys can go. Not even where the jitneys can go. Oh. I agree with that point.
Continue.
But if we were living in a real place, like the office of the prime minister, that's a real place. If we were living in there, right, then there would have been consultation over the last 5 years, right, with various models being produced for the Bahamian people to consider and share their thoughts on and even possibly vote on. Those ideas would have also been brought to the local stakeholders, which, I mean, localized, like the property owners in that area, and come up with a plan. But I say you get 5 years to develop a plan There's a committee. The committee actually makes public announcements so the public knows when the meeting is being held about the particular plan, mm-hmm. right? And if your plan is not accepted, in, right, you have 5 years to do it. If it's not accepted, you get another 2 years from the date that you were refused to come up with another plan. You get 2 years to come up with another plan. And if that plan doesn't work, then we acquire in the land.
You don't acquire land. You buy the land.
That's what it is. You acquire
I'm not sure our government have the money to buy any land at the present time. When people say, okay, no problem, take it. Now give me money. And then everything stop. Well, I owe you the money. How you can owe people?
The government have money and the government pay who they want to pay. They're like my mommy. She got money and she pay who she want to pay.
And then the government acquire the land and then do nothing with it. Just leave it just like that.
No, right. That's the part there that we have to ensure doesn't happen. Because it's our money. It's the taxpayer money.
And I want to transition, but I have a text here what mentions native shows. Right? Said, why don't we have any native show? Do Bahamians go to native shows? When last you went, I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot, but when last you went to, but new cultural, you like the arts. But everyone is start pushing, I don't want to watch no fire dancer. That's just me. That's not entertaining for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to say, have we have that demand for tourists? Man, I want to go to a fire dancing type thing.
Tourists going to go to anything that you tell them is exciting.
I've seen a fire dance and it wasn't that exciting. That's my point. It wasn't that exciting. I see the half-naked woman and say, man, she need to flip, do some acrobats with this man. So this woman just put in the fire. I've seen that before. That was in James Bond.
Anyway, I want to say good morning to Jumanji Circus.
Do some flips.
Yeah, the performers. So we can prove it. No, I haven't been to a performance of that nature. Like, I've maybe been to one. Cecil, the light flashing.
We finally get on call.
Yeah.
So let's put the flash recorder through. Because I want to also talk about Paradise Island into this conversation.
Absolutely. And then I have a list of ideas for Bay Street, East Street, and beyond.
Okay, pass the caller through there, producer.
Good morning, caller.
Can you hear me, caller?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, I've been a commercial property manager in the Bay Street and downtown area since 2009.
Okay.
There's a lot of misinformation going around, and I just challenge whoever's on the show to go walk downtown. The government has responsibilities, not the property owners. The property owners are not responsible for the Royal Bahamas Police Force. There's 20,000 tourists downtown today. How many police are downtown right now? 10? That's the property owner's responsibility? No, sir. Roads and parks are supposed to sweep and empty the garbages every day, right? Doesn't happen. Sections of East Bay Street and Main Bay Street haven't been swept in months. There's still junk and debris downtown. That's the property owner's. Half of the street lights from the Hilton to the PI Bridge do not work. That's BPL, not the property owner's. There's $15 million in BPL work, transformers, etc., that needs to be done downtown. That's the property owner's? No! The government is the biggest stakeholder in the downtown area. Go down any side street, potholes. That's the property owner's responsibility. The government on all the departments doesn't do anything for downtown. But you want to keep blaming the property owners, Walk downtown. Anybody, you walk any street downtown, you can make a list of all the government things that aren't done. The sidewalks aren't cleaned. The sidewalks are broke up. The streetlights don't work. Stop blaming the property owners, individual private companies and citizens. The government is responsible for the police. The government is responsible for the road. When the last time Bay Street was paved, half the road has fallen in. So y'all continue to go on this mantra, the private owners. What is the government doing?
I appreciate your question.
Are you asking a question?
Y'all are looking at it the wrong way.
I asked you if you're asking a question. So I was asking you if you were asking a question. First of all, I'm not quite sure why you're so upset with us this morning, because I don't think that any of us presented what it is you are laying on us today. Maybe you don't understand the nature of the conversation, but I'm pretty certain that we understand the obligation that the government has, and we talk about it every day. And by we, I mean me. I'm not going to attribute anything to Cecil Nuri. What I'm going to ask you to do, though, is to calm down and listen to the conversation. Because sometimes with Bahamians, if you're not saying exactly what they want you to say, then you are disagreeing with them totally and completely. And that's not what's happening here at all.
No, actually, I appreciate the call. And it is a reminder that there's a partnership. And I think that's what the call is saying, that it needs to be reminded that the government needed to do their part as the private citizens do their part. Clearly, the persons, the property owners need to do more as they partner with...
I appreciate your critique. And as a stakeholder in the industry, yes, what I would put forward is that both the property owners and the government need to stop playing with Bahamian people. Yeah, that is the point. Hold on, pause. Yeah. That is the point that is missed. That we, the workers, we, the stakeholders, we, the people, are all tired of both the government and the property owners acting as if neither of them have power in this situation, acting as if neither of them could do anything in this situation. If you a business owner, a property manager that's making money on Bay Street, think that you are more frustrated by the complete and utter devolution of government services than the Bahamian people and the poor man that you expect to come to your business every day and make it presentable to the Bahamian people and to the general global tourist community on pittance, is not more frustrated than you are with the complete degradation of governance and management of that space? We can't even catch it. In fact, we're not even allowed to walk downtown. God forbid you, little scrubby black boy, you can't even walk downtown with your shirt outside your pants without getting licking your head sometimes.
That goes back to the police, though. No?
That goes back to the people who manage the space, Cecil, and for people to suggest that they have no power in this Bay Street matter. Mm-hmm. That's why we, the working people, are completely frustrated and are not providing the service that you expect us to provide on pittance.
But let's transition.
Yeah, man.
Who owned these dilapidated properties? Do we know? And when I say we, is there any list of names so I can say, hey, the owner of the...
Shouldn't that be public record, Cecil?
Yeah, that means they want me to go look for it, right? I can't apply pressure to say, when I see Mr. Jones, my property look like that, man. You got to do something. I can't apply that pressure as a citizen because I don't know who owns the property. Like, who owns the Hotel Corona? Why has it been closed for so long? Why hasn't government intervened and say, Mr. Owner of Hotel Corona, we will buy this for you because we need a hotel?
I would you. And right? Why haven't the other property owners said, hey, Mr. Owner of the Corona, our businesses aren't going to do anything until you improve your business? Why they don't do that too?
And I believe they did. That's why they ain't doing nothing. They did exactly what you said. They ain't building nothing because he said he ain't doing nothing either. But my point is, who will lead the charge? Who will define the narrative to say, well, this is where we are going with the Bay Street product? And I don't necessarily understand what the Bay Street product is. Because now every day we're seeing that we have more foreign-owned businesses
You don't have to understand the plantation. You just have to show up to work every day neatly pressed and ready to impress.
Right? And still pushing the foreign-owned businesses. We even have foreign-owned businesses. We don't have no traffic of persons. We just seeing them opening and you watching it and who is controlling this downtown narrative of what we want there? And especially with the port coming in and you say the port is going to be nice and what is it that the port will add to Bay Street? And then the narrative of the downtown redevelopment people and they say, oh, don't forget the embassy. And you say, but that still have nothing to do with my tourism product. And then I can move over there, right? We have the cruise ship people. And I see the caller there. I can come to you right now, caller. We have the cruise ship people got permission to develop the lighthouse over Paradise Island. And I'm saying that who was consulted in terms of, is this good for the Bahamian product for tourism? And that's where I'm concerned. I'm thinking that downtown is being developed helter-skelter, whoever have the money to produce this and produce that, but there's no themed plan on developing downtown to say this is a coherent, cohesive product.
What did the downtown Nassau partnership, wasn't that the mechanism put in place to coordinate these voices?
Apparently that's not working. But let's crash the caller there and I want you to analyze that. Yeah, caller, can you hear me?
Give it a second.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Thank you.
Well, it takes me forever to get to all the numbers. I had to call all the numbers.
There's something, in fact, thank you for saying that out loud. Caller, maybe the service providers will hear you and ensure that gets fixed. Thank you.
Okay. Now, I've been saying this forever. I don't know if you all just record, right? Because this ain't, to me, I don't see why it's this difficult. And maybe the ministers need to, like, you know, probably catch the jitney sometime or walk around. Right? Not only just to go out for lunch, but to walk around the whole thing and take a really, or they didn't even have to do it. You know, you have your trusted advisor, your whoever, your best buddy or who you give the contract to, let them go walk with a couple of beamen and see what really going on out here. Downtown, it's impossible to go downtown to shop. You might come back outside and find your car. If you miss and park in the wrong spot, that, and they're cycling around, thoroughly. And I agree with the tourists because I did work out there at the market walk, and it feel like you got to fight to get onto Bay Street. Time is them taxi then beat you up trying to come out there. Everyone fighting, facing, oh, these my people, that's my people. All they have to do, it's simple. Even if you was negotiating, I always say, who you negotiate with? That ain't make no sense. The whole post office with your break down that property right there. If you setting up the port, the office telling, look here, I want y'all to build this post office back, but I need a high-rise parking lot, just like what the Chinese got up the road. I need one of them. So you can push back all the employees, all the taxis. Like the taxis need to go where one family is practiced. And you have a call-up system. All you do is have a boot down there and a boot up here. And when you're reported, you get your little number, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're set up number one. You ain't no set up Johnny or set up Mr. Brown. You set up number one, number two, number three. And the same thing with the jitney. One jitney, then move off Bay Street. Once that then gone, you set up the next one. And then from the parking lot, you got the shuttles running downtown. See, if you ain't doing it with sense, it ain't making no sense. And as a matter of fact, I go to Pueblo all the time. It don't, like, how you going to have anything but on Bay Street? Any jewelry store, any whatever there, Kentucky, whatever there, don't post to be in that port. It will make no sense at all, at all, at all. Because you're going to have people coming off the boat, like somebody said just now, most thing they can do, the shipping companies can say, guess what, all you got to do is get the towels, go right here on the beach, and come right back. That's all y'all need to do. Other than that, we got y'all covered. And then you can book your own tour. You don't need no taxi tour. You can book your own tour right here from the cruise ship, and they can pick you up from down by the beach or wherever, and we ain't even going to cut the taxi them in. So we ain't doing this with sense. You ain't making no sense. As a matter of fact, them people who have all them billing on the eastern side of East Street, they need to, the government need to either confiscate the billing or start charging them a derelict fine. And if you're fixing up your billing, we got to do something with this. You understand? I understand that's Mr. Whoever, you know, basically boys or whatever, and they family. So, and none of them don't even live there. Most of them people are dead, and don't even live here no more. So they ain't trying to do nothing. Now, basically, me or you go and rent it, make it some sense. They want their billing back, or they want raise the rent, or whatever. So, but like I say, and one more thing. Put meter downtown. Even put some meters downtown. Like, so all them parking spots downtown supposed to have a meter. You ain't need no taxi, free for taxi or whatever. Taxi go over the hill. You can call you anywhere if you. If I come to pull up to John Bull, I can put my little $3 in the meter and that should last me an hour or whatever. You understand? So let's make some sense around here. Y'all have a good day. Good show, guys.
I appreciate you, caller.
See, there's tensions there, right?
There's tensions you that we mentioned, yes.
The stakeholders include, right, the property owners and then the business owners, which can be the same person or maybe not the same person, right? And
if you'd like.
Yep, we got it. Then you got Ministry of Tourism and then government. Not always the same, right, but not always apart. Then you got transportation services and taxi providers, right? You got a bunch of stakeholders in this space who have been, right, negotiating this tension for easily 2 decades.
Yes, 20 years easily.
Easily 2 decades. Y'all do something. Why? Because when the conversation or the negotiation is favorable to you, we, the Bahamian people, are not included in the discussion. In fact, you tell us y'all making money or y'all are the stakeholders or y'all are the people investing the money, so we should let y'all your voices be prioritized.
Okay, so we have another call here, but let me read this text. We'll put Patrick calling through. Let me read this text as we go to the caller. Patrick calling through. I agree with the caller, the last caller. I said 2 months. Someone came in with the next text. Hold on 1 minute. 2 months. It's not moving. Okay. I said 2 months ago that we were falling into a government trap of blaming the property owners. Mr. Chester Cooper had a meeting with the property owners. I remembered clearly because I sent in a text asking for some timelines on the "we'll get back to you" promise from Mr. Cooper. What's needed on Bay Street is for all of the properties to move up one level. No store wants to expose their merchandise to 2 feet of flood water.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Dear Texter, 2 months? Talk time. That's like a blink of an eyelid. Mm-hmm. We talk in 20 years. Put your 2 months comment in the context of 20 years. The flooding didn't just start when the pandemic started. The flooding didn't just start when the construction on the wharf started. It's obvious that major, massive infrastructural changes needed to be made.
So when do we do this? Do we wait till they start building these buildings or wait till the port open up and then start?
Why have the property owners waited so long?
To mention it?
No, to indicate the crisis levels. Because I was a part of a body of people 20 years ago that indicated the crisis levels.
So they did indicate it 20 years ago.
But they didn't do anything.
What can they do?
Like everybody wanted...
What should they have done? Give me some ideas what they should have done.
What they should have done is they should have spent the money to...
The property owner should spend the money?
Spend the money to put together the infrastructural plan to show what upgrades needed to be made to make that space viable in flooding. That's it. Put the money together, do the study, get the surveyors in, and put it to the Bahamian people.
But we have an entire government ministry for that.
But then you can sit there and talk to me about, oh, the government ain't listening to me. The government ain't listening to us either. Why you keep negotiating? See, we like to play politics until the politics don't play in our favor.
So you say they should spend the money, give the proposition to government, and then
make no, give the
ignored.
Proposition to the people.
And then we do what?
Then we say to the government, if Nassau is the life and breath of tourism, right? If this is the central vein to our tourism product, then get it. You almost caused me to use the flipping word. Get it together. Get it together and make it work. We like to play politics until the politics is not playing for us. And then we complain and talk about, oh, the government, and y'all see the government. It was working for you when it was working for you. Why complain now?
I still say you're making noise. Let's go.
Let's go to the caller.
Yes, let's go to the caller. Then need me one or two of your ideas. Because I hear you had an idea, but that wasn't going to work out. You're just making noise. Go ahead, caller. There's no caller there, Ali?
Hello.
Hey,
morning.
Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Newry and Ms. Green.
How you doing?
The caller who called a moment ago is somebody who the leaders of this country need to have to sit with them around the table. On this whole tourism thing with Bay Street and the port, etc., I have a few stories, but I won't discuss it here. What needs to happen, I'm not seeing it happen at all. I'm not hearing about it. The leaders of our country and the people who are operating these businesses, etc., and I'm talking about some of the small business people with tourism activities, the entrepreneurs, etc., we're not talking. Listen to that gentleman. He had so many suggestions, and it wasn't nothing profound, you know. But everybody needs to come together to make our tourism product, not only our tourism product, to make the country better. We are not talking. We enjoy paying out substantial amounts for consultants, etc. Use your people on the ground who know exactly what is happening. I just sat here, and it was quite interesting what the young man had to say. We are not using our people because they may not have a bachelor's degree, they may not have a master's degree, but they have been to the University of the Bahamian Experience. They know what's going on the ground. Use the people. Let's talk and not only using the people who you're in favor with, whomever the Bahamians are, and they have... much to bring to the table. Let's use our people.
I appreciate you calling. Thanks.
We need to get it together.
Yes, ma'am.
That's a great point.
Have a good day.
Thank you. That's a great point. But I will expand that point and say our people need to stop letting themselves be used by government and by stakeholders in these spaces playing politics. Point made, ma'am. Right? We need to stop relying on these pretend expert services, right, and consultancies. But watch this. To take a word from the government, the Bahamian people need to realize their own power and expertise and do what the other lackluster Bahamians are doing and form a consultancy company and offer a service, but offer an actual service as opposed to the fluff that people have been given. You right on it, but take it a step further, ma'am. I don't ever want to big up the politician like that, but do what Cooper suggests we do, which is get on it. Start your tourism company. Everybody's waiting for government to give them a job in tourism, for government to recognize their expertise in tourism, for government to make a way for them. At the same time, the government is saying, we begging you all to do something. We begging y'all to do something.
I hear you, Aaron. It still sounds like a lot of talk. But I have this text here that says, I blame us from the minute the Port of Nunks, they were creating a junket museum. I said, a very bad idea. That was under the FNM. That junket museum is supposed to be as far from the port as possible. But all I hear was how fantastic it was. Now the PM and the deputy PM wondering how they're going to protect Bay Street vendors.
No, they're not worrying about it. You thought they were worrying about it, Dexter? They're not worrying about it. And you see, this is the thing that the caller, the gentleman who I presume was a European descent caller, right? The caller put this onus on the government to do it. Yes, you know what? And nobody more than me sit here every day and talk about what government is responsible for. Mm-hmm. But you all have plenty power as well. And there's lots that you could do. Just tell us. You mad at the government, and you don't want to move until they make a move that satisfies, you know, that's acceptable to you.
So we have another text there, but I can read this text right here. It says, tourists want to experience us being ourselves and what we do, not tailor a package for them. We are turning into a cruise ship. And they said we need to create more activities that tourists like. We've been saying that for donkey years now, eh?
That contradicts itself. Yeah. You just tell us don't detail packages for them. Mm-hmm. They don't know what, that's the point. They ain't going to know what they like. They come to do what we do. They don't know what we do. You, the first half was great. We're not worried about what they like. We come to show them what they're going to enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I want you to read your suggestions. Let's go to this caller. Perpetual caller through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Good morning, brother. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, man. How are you doing?
I'm going to say good morning. That's just Aaron.
Morning.
Who do you thought this is where you just do?
The Queen.
Her ass and her room?
And her son.
I see, I'm up to the two parts. I see, as much as I love the Bahamas, I love my Bahamas. I ain't sorry for them, you know. There's not going to say anything. All kind of lies and raiding. All the greedy black and white Bahamian hawks, they want this country. But what did you say, Evan? I'll give it a voice thing. Sometimes you got to fight, man. You got to fight. Some of us might get lumped, some of us might get killed. My children can't afford to buy land, I like the blue public, my grandchildren, very born.
Mm-hmm.
But the time I see you putting them. That land, I thought Mr. Christie would have received the land. I thought Doc would have received the land.
You see what I'm saying?
He's got a lot of things to do, you know.
Yes.
He's got to put this country, because they don't fix that. If they don't fix that, they're on a burden plan to civil war in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And look, let me tell you something. The young people, they ain't scared of nobody anymore. They ain't scared of police. They ain't the Nicholson Lion Council, the VNO activist group. That lady who was the judge, Judge Carly, the Bengal, she's to be ashamed of herself. That's 4 years and gone now. Nobody judges and Frank McGonagall in the United Nations, no. Go to the United Nations. Why do you care how the Bahamian activists go to the United Nations and say, "Dear Governor Obama, treat us like dogs in our own country. Stop attacking us. We can't take more attacks in the country."
You can. I did. You can. It's just a matter of organizing.
Ellen.
Yeah.
I can tell you one thing.
Yeah.
Anybody who's 60 years old, go on the NIB and apply for the very person place, man. Because I want to send the money to media. Because I want to not, man. Thanks, big, my God.
Everybody.
Absolutely,
let's
sir.
Quickly go to this next caller so Aaron can read some of these suggestions.
Good
go
morning.
Ahead, caller.
Good morning, both of you. I trust both of you are doing well.
Yes, sir.
You know, I've been trying to call in all morning, but I thank God that I found a way to get in this court. You know, if you listen to the tenor and of each of the callers this morning, concerning the topic matter that you're on, you can hear the sheer frustration mm-hmm. of how things have been going on in this country. And we've been watching it from time immemorial. And it seems as if, you know, it seems to be a little push to improve some stuff, but the real essence of really bringing this thing to fruition in the manner that we believe that it can happen, there's no real discussion. The stakeholders, as you so rightfully said, Aaron, are the Bahamian people. Mm-hmm. They have not presented anything to the Bahamian people, whereas we could sit as the ordinary citizen, can sit around that table and give our ideas. I mean, thank God for the airwaves, because at least they hear the intelligence of the Bahamian people out here with all these ideas. They rather pay consultants and stuff to get this information when the information is right here. You know, and it's so frustrating when you disregard the Bahamian, the voices of the Bahamian people. You know, we're educated, we're intelligent, we're smart, we're innovative, but yet our government, and I'm not talking about this particular one, but I'm talking about this and successive ones, have not yet found it fit to allow the ordinary citizen to sit around the table and have their voices heard. The previous caller, in closing, some of the points that he hit are some of the points that we've been discussing for quite some time. For instance, why are all of the spaces downtown allocated to taxi cabs? Why are they not slotted with meters where people who have a run into John Bull, a run into Columbian Emeralds, a run into these other stores, can put their quarter or their 50 cents in the machine, get 10 minutes worth of time or 15 minutes worth of time, do their shopping, and come back to their vehicles and pull off? They got the whole of downtown in a bus-up way, and I can't see why we should be out here feeling comfortable when we see that things have gone backwards as far as the average payment is concerned. East Bay, I pray to God that they fix that. Hotel Corona that you mentioned, I put that out there some time ago. Let's find the owner for that hotel. If they're willing to sell it or do eminent domain, acquire that hotel, and perhaps that could be the nucleus of getting the economy in that particular area running again, so it could branch out across the rest of the street, the rest of that corridor, and let's get the businesses up and running. Well, I'll close on that, Aaron and Cecil. Okay. Thank you for taking my call this morning. Continue the great work and the conversation that is necessary.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And I know I have another call here, but Aaron, at least need two of your ideas so I can go back to the caller.
Listen, there are walking tours going on right now, yes, but we're not maximizing the potential of it also with tourists. We could be doing multiple walking tours in the very same space at the very same time using apps, right? Where the apps where you could reveal hidden messages on walls, buildings, and infrastructure. And then there are apps that translate simultaneously, right? Languages, both visually and audibly. We need to expand what we're doing with walking tours. Why? Because it's quick. It's in downtown and in historic Nassau. And we add to that reenactments. What they've started doing at the fort, you remember that boy Dion Sims? Mm-hmm. What they started doing at the fort, bring that back down into Bay Street and then add passenger cruise ship themed scavenger hunts, right? Then we need to take it up big. We could become the home of obstacle courses and game shows for tourists, right? Just like when you go to LA, when you go to Vegas, you could go in and do all them game shows. It take you an hour. The show is 45 minutes. It take you an hour, half an hour on either end to get in. You're in the audience or you participating. A game show, a trivia show. The trivia and the game shows are based on the Bahamas and the other countries on that ship's manifest, right? Then you have obstacle courses like Wipeout, like Dodgeball Thunderdome, and beach games. The only thing we have to do is to fix the hospital and emergency medical services. That's the only thing we have to do for that, right? We could have esports gaming and competition like in the casinos, but we have a small casino downtown, right? Remember our festival tourism idea where you have a major festival once a month and auxiliary festival events throughout the week? the festival, big events on the weekend, and invite tourists to participate. We could have a whole sporting regime. The tourists come in the morning and they see the harbor. They could do yoga and various disciplines of exercise on the beach. It was a time when guys used to come in and pick up a soccer game. You could imagine you could invite your guests to come pick up a basketball game or a soccer game while they're in the port of historic Nassau. Then imagine this, jitney tours, right? It's like you want a regular jitney, but you got actors both on the bus and off the bus that interact with the tourists on the journey and as you stop. And they're telling a particular story. Every route is a story, right? And you put some improv actors in there so it change up a little bit. Then where is the make a souvenir workshop space? Why is it we don't have a make a souvenir workshop space? Well, I can tell you why. Because the competing factions, the stakeholders in this space, they've been fighting each other too much and not working together to build a product. Taxi believe you put them in a car and take them for a drive because that's just money. We should have had a souvenir, make a souvenir workshop long time. Then the Museum of Music, where you could interact with local artists. You could learn to play an instrument. You may even be able to make an instrument and take it back with you at the Museum of Music. All of these things are possible right in the downtown area. Then go outside the downtown area. You take the phone line anytime. The Farm and Farmers Market tour, Cecil, the National Park and tour.
We can have a day we just talk about ideas.
Yeah, man.
And what do we do now? Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
I'm sorry, caller. That's my bad.
Okay, so we can take this break here, and then we can take the next caller right after that, right? So we can take a short break, and we'll come back here with some more ideas. And I might have a show where we hash out some of these ideas, because these ideas, they sound plausible. But I want to know, why aren't they doing it now? But we can talk about it later on.
Yeah.
I might make a whole day out of it for you.
Okay.
Hold on. Karen Ray Nia.
Sarah, how are you doing?
Okay.
Are you sure? I noticed you've been down lately.
Yeah, sometimes I don't know. I can't really put into words how I'm feeling, but I know I don't feel like myself sometimes. There's just so much going on in my life. School, friends, sports. Sometimes I worry about different things and feel stressed.
I'm glad you're talking to me. And it's okay to talk about your feeling. It's normal to feel changes depending upon what's going on around you.
Yeah?
Of course. All of us should be concerned with our mental health and our well-being. Good mental health means that we can cope with our everyday stresses. You can talk to me anytime when you feel like it.
Okay. Make sure that they check and talk more often and take things from there.
Message is brought to you by PAHO WHO and the Ministry of Health and Wellness.
Here we go. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents at the Valuable Service. Protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best always. You're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance. Peace of mind.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio, the AM. This is C.A. Nuri. And of course, we have an mash-up Wednesday. And I'm here with Aaron Green. And we're talking tourism. We're talking Bay Street. We're talking about that downtown area and what is needed. Aaron was given a whole list of ideas that she has, what we could be done immediately. And I say, I'm going to make a show. I'm going to make a show and say, Aaron, you can be the guest. And you will say these ideas. And I'll tell you why these ideas can work or cannot work. But I have a quick text here. And I see the caller right there. It says, morning. Great discussion. Need to create residential living on Eastern Base Street to allow for everyday economic activity focused on locals, which would then attract tourists, example, restaurants, nightlife, and shopping. And again, that's another high-end concept that they're trying to do. And that means they're not going to include me, the working-class people on Bay Street, which, mind you, I have no problem with that because I believe in high-end products where I can drive past and say one day I can live there and go to these nice restaurants. Is there a shortage of restaurants inside the Bahamas? I'm not sure. Is there a shortage of nightlife on Bay Street? Definitely.
Yeah.
But I love the idea that they're trying to create nightlife for Bahamians first and not necessarily for the tourists alone, right? Because everything seems to be tourist-oriented in our our Bay Street spot. But let me get to this caller. So pass the caller there through. Producer, go ahead, producer. Can you hear me? Go ahead.
Hello.
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much for the producer allowing me to call back. I wanted to clear something with Ms. Green, because yes, we have a lot of power, but our power seems to only be for one day, which is called Election Day in the Bahamas. Because after that, we don't have no contact with, unless you was one of the clan, to get in touch with these fellas and even to get a job. Some of these places, you know, the port, actually the port is politically controlled. You can't get a Dunkaroo boop out there without going through some kind of somebody cousin who in charge of the country. And I tell you, I know this for a fact. You understand? I have a Bachelor of Science in Mechanical Engineer. The lady at like saying I intelligent or whatever. But you know what I have? I have, like she said, a University of East Street. I grew up on East Street. You understand? Now, what we have in this country is, we don't have access to nothing. Nothing. If I say right now, you know what? I go and spend my money and buy like about 50 or 100 meters. I can't get them on Bay Street. It's impossible. Unless I know the minister or someone so, or the prime minister, that'll never happen. They'll never give it to me. I got to go and partner with some entity or whatever for that could even happen. So it isn't that we have power. We do have power, but we can't get it. It seems to only exist on one day. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't know how you all feel about it. I'll listen to yours.
Okay, but
I know that don't exist.
We will respond to you right now. Thank you very much for calling back.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Thank you for calling back. And look here, we don't have to agree to talk. I love that. Call back. Watch this. You got more power than you think. It's just a matter of organizing ourselves. That's it. It's a matter of organizing. I know what you're saying. The way that it operates now, it appears as if we only have power on that way, that one day. The way that it operates now, it appears as if you can't get anything done unless you know someone, you're in the political clique, or you got a hookup. It appears that way, but we still have the power to organize ourselves and to shift these cultures. We have to create mechanisms to manage conflicts of interest, and we have to stick to them. And we have to convince each other to stick to them.
I see, Aaron, we get several texts asking if we could continue this conversation tomorrow. And I think we're talking immigration tomorrow, but we'll see. We'll see. I'll see what if we can shift things, because I do have Thursday and Friday. Yeah. But this one is from actually Dale Happy Knows. He says he's actually listening. And, you know, Dale has his own podcast, and he talks about all these issues. Mm-hmm. He says, sorry, I can't get by the phone to discuss it. But one, we need a national development plan for Bay Street, Hilton, Porter's Quay, and south of Shirley Street. And of course, we agree with that. We're saying, what is the plan? What is the theme of Bay Street?
Yeah.
Two, he says, product. We need to define what Bay Street product is. We've been asking that for a while, and we're asking who is to define that product. Will it be the Ministry of Tourism, the Minister, or the Tourism Director, or the people on Bay Street?
Ministry of Culture.
No. And we're saying that everything seems to be helter-skelter. People doing independently and not working cohesively about that. Three, Dale says, sustainability. It must be a practical, functional, feasible, healthy, and safe, I assume, with the product, whatever it is. Four, system. For any system to be sustainable, it must have constant feedback from its designer, operators, users, and casual observers. And that's the issue. We don't know who's given the commentary. Because right now, we have a number of comments in our product is inferior. And we said, who is it coming from? Mm-hmm. What are they basing it on? When we say, man, we are either the same or better than everyone else. So we don't understand where these comments are coming from, especially the negative comments from people who should be in partner with us trying to get us to the next level. Four, say ownership has to be established. I don't know who owns Bay Street, because they haven't told us who owns those dilapidated buildings that we can hold them accountable and say, hey, man, can you go and fix it? Can you do something? Can I get space from you? Because I could go and say, hey, man, I know you own this and I know you're not making any money from it. Can I be responsible for renovating it and have my outlet and tell you decide? It could be year to year. a rental until you decide what you want to do, right? Mm-hmm. And if we not doing these things, we're wasting time. And thank you very much, Dale Happy Knowles, for that.
Yeah.
And I think that we are marking time at this present time as we discuss what it is Bay Street is. But Aaron, you have some more suggestions, or you run out of suggestions, and we'll have another show on what can we be doing to improve the Bay Street product, or what we are not doing to regarding the Bay Street product.
What I'm hoping is that the Tourism Development Corporation, right, is expanding what it does, and it becomes a space not just for potential vendors to come in and learn about the tourism space, the downtown space in particular, but that they become a space to frame out some of these conversations, right, and make some of these conversations possible, bring in the government stakeholders, bring in the Downtown Nassau partnership so they could bring in their stakeholders, and we could begin to have some of these conversations through that mechanism, right? And I'm hoping that's the purpose, one of the purposes of the Tourism Development Corporation. The next thing is this, we really do have to decide not just what we're going to do there, who's going to do it, who's going to make the decision, but why? Why? Are we preserving historic Nassau? Are we going to preserve a part of historic?
Do we want to preserve historic Nassau? It seems like we want to bulldoze it.
No, I hope not.
We see, we'll be letting it.
Well, I tell you what.
What we plan to do instead is we're going to let it fall flat.
Right, the lack of legislation is a clear
remember
indicator.
Remember the oldest building on Bay Street, which is across from Hoffa's? What did we do to that? We let that fire catch it and say, okay, since it is not, we can't bulldoze it. We can just let it fall down and catch fire. But Rita says,
thank you for changing the subject.
Says, why aren't they using storytelling at the fish fry? Someone dress up in clothing reminiscent of the old days. I think that's open for any Bahamian to go do now. I think that we're waiting too much for government to do things.
Yeah.
If you now can tell stories, let's go downtown, man, and just do it.
Yeah, we got to talk about that and the management of that port space because some people are trying to do stuff there and they can't. Thank you for trying to call in. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for texting.
We'll work on it for the next time, for the next tomorrow. Anyway, Guiding Radio on the AM with C.A. Nuri and Aaron Green. Thank you very much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.